charming and regal yet down-to-earth women that I know. And I just love to hear the way she recites things. It just seems so almost aristocratic, but she's just so friendly and down-to-earth that it's very charming. And I also want to just very briefly correct one very common misconception, that it definitely is possible to have too much ado. So without further ado, here's Betsy Binstock.
Thanks for that introduction. Like John, I'm going back into my past. And what I have is a poem about the first full-time job that I ever had. It's called Blind Faith. All my fingers were cold and the snow was piled deep when I went out to start up my car. It was yellow and cozy and ever so cute. In the past, it had carried me far. But my car wouldn't start, and my lateness loomed large as I worried about my poor class, which was waiting in vain for their teacher to come so I'd help them with English and math. As my very first class, they'd all made me at home, though the room was so cramped and so small. All the shelves were filled up with those giant red books which were printed so firmly in Braille. When at last AAA had appeared and gave help, I was ready to drive through the sleet, but I feared what I'd face when I parked my small car near the sixth grade, just off of the street. As I shut the car door and I flew down the path, I could see kids coming out in the snow, bundled up in their jackets, warm mittens and hats, but unsure about where they should go. There was Tommy in front, who'd moved far through the door, smiling Bonnie and Jerry so bold. Though not one of the six caught a glimpse of their path, they were searching for me in the cold. Now their faith touched me deep such a long time ago, for love's trust gives a wonderful lift. So whenever I think of that very first class, I am left with a heart-mending gift. I am left with a heart-mending gift. Thank you.
So what did I tell you? Isn't she wonderful? Please, can we have another round of applause for Betsy Binstock?